第二十二節，找到的請聽我讀。現在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那裡要遇見什麼事。今天是 Warner 主日，我們的講員就是 Warner 的執行董事 Brother John Imbo。在他講到之前，我們有 Pastor Teresa 會介紹他的。We have the honor today to have Brother John Imbo to share with us. But before his sharing, we have Pastor Teresa to introduce him.
Executive Director 来到我们的中间来到是讲道，我们的 Awana Sunday 是我一年一度我们都会有的，我们都会邀请我们的 Missionary 或者是他们高层的侍奉人员。John 他在这个 position 来到是侍奉了是三年的了，之前他就在这个 Awana 的侍奉了三年的时间，在这个做这个职位。在 Awana 的侍奉之前呢，他在 Peace Portal Alliance 做这个pastor， 这个传道人，是然后在youth 啦，青年人啦，小组的带领啦，同埋直堂的。在这段时间我们再交给John。多謝你，今朝早有兩堂，我相信第三堂你會更加有力將你的信息帶給我們。Welcome and continue with the service.
Sure, thank you. My good friend Winnie. Well, good morning, everyone.Thank you. So glad to be here and to be introduced, I'm sure, so wonderfully by Teresa. Just going to turn on Winnie here so you can hear in your native tongue. So I'm glad to be able to preach this sermon for the third time today.
今日咧，我第三次講我要講嘅信息，但我仍然係好開心嘅。
And I was thinking as I was sitting there, I really am actually looking forward to preaching again.
我坐喺度等候嘅時候咧，我基本上咧，我係好期望係繼續能夠係講呢一個信息。
How is that possible? How three sermons in a row? How could I possibly be looking forward to the third one?
我已經講咗兩次啦，我點可能就繼續想講第三次咧？
And my answer was one word, passion.
我的答案就只有一个字，就是我的热情。
And it's true that if you're passionate about something, really, you can endure and you can work quite hard at something, can't you?
如果你对一样嘢有热情的时候呢，你是会用尽你的努力来去做那样嘢的。
And I am passionate, as I'm sure you are, about the Church of God.
对神的教会我是很有热情的，我相信你都是。
And I believe that the church is continuing to grow all around the world.
而我又相信神的教会要在全世界的里面是继续的增长。
Many people are coming to faith in Jesus everywhere.
在世界每一个地方都有很多人是来到相信耶稣。
And by the way, statistically, most people come to Jesus between the ages of 4 and 14.
而根据统计呢，很多人都是在他们四岁至十四岁这段时间来到信耶稣的。
So it's quite possible that Jesus is building his church today with youth and children.
所以耶稣呢，可能今日他建立教会呢，都是透过这些小孩子。
I believe that's why it is so important for us to be involved in children's ministry.
我相信这个是我为什么我们是这么重要，我们要去参与这个儿童事工的原因。
By the way, what would happen to the church in Canada?If children were no longer hearing the word of God,
如果呢啲兒童佢哋冇機會聽神嘅話語，加拿大嘅教會會發展成為點樣咧？
I think what we would see is a decline in the churches of Canada.
我哋睇到嘅就會係教加拿大嘅教會咧係會萎縮。
And in fact, that is what we're seeing today. We're seeing that there are fewer people going to church in Canada today than ever before.
今日我哋其實已經開始睇到呢種嘅現象，而家比以前係有更少嘅人嚟到教會。
And the reason why this is happening is because the church today is facing a crisis.
點解會有咁嘅情況咧？就係我哋嘅教會今日我哋係面對緊危機。
It's an identity crisis.
係一個身份嘅危機。
We know that our identity is Christ.
我哋知道我哋嘅身份係基於基督嘅。
Paul said, "For me to live is Christ; to die is gain."
我哋活著。保罗话我哋活着系为基督，我哋死系有益处。
He also said, "I am crucified with Christ."
佢都话我系同基督同钉十字架嘅。
Therefore, I no longer live, but Jesus Christ now lives in me.
所以我系已经唔活着啦，只系耶稣基督喺我里面活着。
So we are disciples.
所以我哋系耶稣嘅门徒。
That's our identity.
呢个就系我哋嘅身份。
And it is so important in this day for us to communicate our identity to young people.
今日我哋係有一個好重要嘅使命，就係將我哋呢個身份係教導我哋嘅年輕人。
Now you may think young people are not listening; they're doing this all the time.
你可能會覺得年輕人都唔會聽我哋講噶啦，佢淨係識得打機嘅啫。
I was in Calgary last week, and I saw two girls.
上個禮拜我喺卡加里，我遇見兩個嘅女孩。
They were texting one another, standing right beside one another.
佢哋雖然企喺隔離，但係咧互相咧就喺度咧用呢一個嘅手機嚟到去傳遞信息。
Now that represents a shift in our culture.
依個係我哋文化上嗰個大一個轉變。
Where youth today no longer understand how to have a face-to-face relationship.
就是我们今天的年轻人，他们再没办法去明白怎样可以面对面跟人沟通。
So you can see how the church today has its work cut out for it.
所以你要看到今天我们的教会是真没办法做这些工作。
So I'd like to encourage you and inspire you today with some help from God's Word.
今天我希望用神的话语来去鼓励和提示你们。
What should we do with this crisis that is in front of us?
面对这个危机，我们可以做些什么呢？
Well, I think first of all, we need to recover our surrender to Christ.
我想第一件事，我们就是要反省回我们要向耶稣来去委身。
Disciples begin their journey with Jesus with surrender, don't we?
我哋作为信徒，我哋系由将我哋生命交俾耶稣开始嘅。
We give our lives to Jesus. We receive the Holy Spirit.
我哋将我哋生命交俾耶稣，我哋接受圣灵。
And so we forsake the old and we take on a new identity.
所以我哋系将我哋旧嘅生命放低，而系咧系去领受我呢个新嘅身份。
And we teach this to our children in Awana.
我哋喺 Awana 就系教我哋嘅儿童呢一啲嘅信息。
But then we also teach them that to be a disciple means we continually surrender our life.
但系我哋都同时教导佢哋，我哋要做耶稣嘅门徒，我哋系继续嘅将生命交俾佢。
Paul teaches us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
保罗话俾我哋听，我哋要系用战经嚟到去将去成完成我哋得救嘅功夫。
One of the reasons why the youth of today are leaving our churches
今日年轻人离开我们教会的原因
is because they never did the surrender part first.
其中一个就是他们从来都没曾做过这个委身的功夫
They never gave over completely their lives to Jesus.
他们从来没有将他们的生命完全的交给耶稣
I met a young man in Cuba.
我在古巴遇见一个年轻人
And his name is Jorge.
他的名字叫 Jorge.
That's the English translation is George.
这个在英文来说就是 George.
Jorge was saved out of a cult.
这个 Jorge 本来是信一个邪教，但是他信了耶稣。
This cult is called Santeria.
这个邪教叫做 Santeria.
In Havana, there is a suburb where 85% of the people follow Santeria.
在夏灣拿這個地方，在這個郊區的地方，有85%的人是相信這個邪教的。
And in that suburb, there is an Awana club.
在那個地方就有一個 Awana 的聚會。
It's like a little light in a dark place.
好像在黑暗當中一個明燈一樣。
And Jorge went to the Awana club and he received Jesus.
而這個我認識的這個朋友就去了這個 Awana club， 在當中認識了耶穌。
Now his senior pastor told him he must go home now and smash his idols.
咁佢嘅牧師咧就話俾佢聽，你而家要翻屋企咧，將你嗰啲偶像咧係全部打碎。
You see, he had a whole corner of his house where many idols had been set up.
喺佢屋嘅裏面嘅角落咧，係裏邊咧擠咗好多嘅偶像嘅。
We saw some pictures of these idols. Many had horns.
我哋都睇過一啲嘅佢啲偶像嘅照片，有好多咧係有角嘅。
Some had very wicked-looking faces.
有啲咧個樣係好邪惡嘅。
And the senior pastor went with Jorge to his house.
咁呢個牧師咧就同阿 Jorge 咧一齊翻佢屋企。
And he brought with him a huge sledgehammer.
佢就拎住一個大錘咧，係同佢一齊去嘅。
And he went up to those idols and he.Smashed through some of them with this hammer.
佢行去嗰啲偶像嘅前面咧，就大力咁样咧打落去。
So he was surrendering his life to Jesus.
所以佢系做系咁样透过咁样做，佢就将佢嘅生命交俾耶稣。
Jorge took the hammer and he also smashed through the idols.
呢个开起佢亦都攞起呢一个大锤咧，系大力咁样搏落去。
But can you imagine if Jorge stopped and said, "Wait"？Not this idol.
你冇可以想象，如果柯希话冇住留翻呢一个。
Just want to keep this one little one right here.
我只系想留翻一个小小嘅偶像。
It's harmless. It's just a little god.
应该冇乜害嘅啫，好少嘅啫。
And then he would hide that one, maybe on a shelf, maybe in the garage.
或者我将佢咧收埋喺个架度啊，或者车房嗰度。
We would say as Christians, that's not possible.
我哋。作為基督徒，我哋知道呢樣嘢係唔可能嘅。
You can't serve God and this little idol as well.
你唔可以同時間侍奉我哋嘅神同埋呢個小小嘅偶像。
So you see, it's an illustration of complete surrender in order to receive Jesus.
所以呢度我哋睇到我哋係點樣係完全嘅係將我哋生命交俾耶穌。
The young people and children of our culture need to learn complete surrender in Jesus.
在我们的国家里面的年轻人，他们要学习怎样完全的将生命交给耶稣。
We're not teaching them to completely surrender to church.
我们不是教他怎样完全的来将他的生命交给教会。
I hope this translates properly. We're teaching them to surrender to Jesus.
我哋係教佢點樣去將生命交俾耶穌
，and to have a relationship with Him，
同耶穌有一個關係。
So we live now surrendered lives, and we don't pick up our old ways as we go。
所以當我哋將生命交咗俾咗耶穌之後，我哋唔會再要翻我哋以前有嘅嘢。
What if 5 years from now Jorge found an idol being sold at a market？
如果五年後阿柯希喺嗰個市場上高又見到一啲嘅偶像噃。
And what if he decided to purchase one of those old idols？
咁如果佢決定又買翻個咧
？He might hide it and bring it home。
或者佢收埋佢擠喺屋企嗰度。
He might set it up in his bedroom。
或者喺佢房間嘅裏面。
And then we would say that as a disciple, he needs to continually surrender his life。
他作為一個門徒，他是應該繼續的將他的生命交給耶穌的。
And so we're teaching the young people today to continually surrender their lives and don't turn back to your old ways.
所以我們教導年輕人就是他們要繼續的將生命交給耶穌，不要回到他們以前的生活方式。
I want to encourage you today, church. Is there anything in your life that you need to surrender again to Jesus?
今天我真的很想鼓励大家去思想，在你生命的里面有什么你要再一次交给耶稣呢？
If you will do that, then your church will experience health.
如果你这样做的时候，你的教会就可以健康地来到成长。
And it is a healthy church in which children and youth come to Jesus.
这样的教会，那些年轻人和儿童他们都会来到的。
The second thing that I'd like to encourage you with regards to discipleship,
第二方面关于做耶稣门徒嘅劝勉呢,
is that we need to stay connected to the vine.
就是我们需要跟葡萄树来到去连接。
We need to live together in unity.
我们要合一地来到生活。
One of the reasons why youth and children are leaving the church today,
其中一个原因儿童和青年人他们离开教会呢,
it's because they are seeing churches that are disconnected.
就是因为他们看到教会里面那些人是根本不彼此不联系的。
They're seeing churches where the adults don't get along with one another.
他们看到教会里面那些成年人他们大家都不可以是融合地相处。
They're experiencing a church split.
他们看到教会分裂。
Or some kind of strange church politics.
或者一些在教会里面很奇怪的一些政治手段。
And when they see that, they feel that the church is inauthentic.
当他们看到这些的时候，他们就觉得教会是不真实的。
Because of disunity, I believe that the church in Canada, that's the reason why the church in Canada is in decline.
我就好相信这个教会不能够合一，就是加拿大的教会在萎缩的原因。
It's time for us to be real, church in Canada. It's time for us to be realistic.
我们在这个时刻，在这个时代，我们是真的需要是实实在在地来到去过我们教会的生活。
Yeah, we can't afford to have any more churches that have disunity and church splits.
我们不可以再看到有教会因为不合一而分裂。
We must work harder than ever before for unity.
我们一定要比以前更加的努力来到去使到教会合一。
We need to work harder than ever before to be connected to one another.
我们要比以前更加的努力使到我们彼此是相系的。
We need to put aside those old ways of hatred and anger.
我们以前那些愤怒仇恨的心理，我们要将我们放低。
And we need to embrace a new life of brotherhood, sisterhood, and friendship.
我们是需要是过一个新的生活，在当中我们是有这个弟兄姊妹的情谊，有友谊。
What would happen in the Church of Canada today if every church was working hard for unity?
如果每一间教会都是这么努力地去使到教会合一，在加拿大教会会有怎样样的境况呢？
And working hard to love one another.
还有我们如果他们是很努力地彼此相爱。
And to keep their churches together.
你将他们的教会来到去是合一。
Do you think that young people would be more likely to leave that kind of church or stay?
你我相信这些年轻人他们会不会离开这样的教会呢？
If you're not working towards unity in your church,
如果我们在教会里面不是努力合一,
then please start today for the sake of the younger generation.
我真的恳请你们由今天开始为了下一代你们要这样做。
This is what I'm passionate about. I don't want to see this generation lost.
这个就是我所有热情的地方，就是我不希望我们的下一代失去。
Here's the third thing that we need to remember as disciples.
第三样我们作为耶稣的门徒，我们要知道的事就是
We need to remember that this is the time of the Holy Spirit.
我们要知道我们活在的时代是圣灵的时代。
And the Holy Spirit is working in our lives as Christians.
我们是基督徒的时候，圣灵就在我们生命里面工作。
And the Spirit of God is working through us to reach the lost.
神是透过我们是去接触那些失丧的人。
He's working through us to reach children and youth.
他是透过我们去接触那些儿童和年轻人。
And he compels us to action.
而他是催促我们去采取行动的。
I'd like you to turn in your Bible to Acts chapter 20.
如果你有圣经可以打开《使徒行传》第二十章。
Here's a story from the early church.
我们会看到一个呢早期教会的故事。
About how Paul was compelled by the Spirit.
是关于保罗怎样是被圣灵来到去催逼。
There's a story in Acts 20 verse 7.
这个故事呢就是在第二十章第七节的。
And it is the story of the young boy named Eutychus.
是有一个呢年轻人呢叫做尤推古。
The story was that Paul was preaching in a church that was very full.
咁咧呢個故事咧就係保羅喺一間咧好多人嘅教會嘅裏面喺度講道。
In fact, it was so full, you know the story. Eutychus had to sit up in the windowsill.
大家都可能記得啦，因為太多人咧，呢個油推古咧就要坐喺個窗邊。
And the Bible says in verse 8, there were many lamps in the upstairs room.
聖經喺第八節裏面講到咧，喺呢一間樓上咧就有好多嘅燈燭。
Where we were meeting. Seated in a window was a young man named Eutychus.
有一個少年人呢，名叫猶推古，坐在窗台上高。
Who was sinking into a deep sleep.
正經話佢呢係困倦沉睡。
As Paul talked on and on.
當保羅呢係喺度講個不停嘅時候。
Excuse me, I'm trying to fight a sneeze. Well, he fell asleep while Paul was talking, and he fell to his death.
咁佢咧，保罗讲紧嘅时候，佢瞓着觉咧，就跌咗落街。
I mean, this was a tragedy for the church, wasn't it?
咁啊，佢死咗，咁对教会嚟讲系一个悲剧啦。
And I like to think of this story as an illustration of children and youth in the church today.
我想用呢个故事咧嚟到去即系解释咧今日我哋嘅教会里面嘅儿童同埋年轻人。
There are so many children and youth who are falling asleep spiritually in the church today.
今日嘅教会里面嘅儿童同埋年轻人，佢哋好多都好似喺度沉睡紧咁。
And we might say that they're falling to their death.
我哋或者可以话佢哋咧系即系走向灭亡。
They're disconnected from church, even though they're right here.
雖然佢哋係有去教會，但係同教會係冇聯繫嘅。
So when they get old enough to leave your home, they leave the church.
所以當佢哋夠年歲夠大啦，佢哋就會離開教會。
And maybe we would say that they are experiencing death in their spiritual life.
可能我哋就可以話佢哋喺屬靈嘅上高，佢哋係經歷死亡。
But there's a great miracle that takes place in this story.
但喺呢個故事嘅當中，我哋有一個。
And it needs to take place in the church today.
喺呢個故事當中有一個奇蹟發生，而呢啲嘅奇蹟都需要喺我哋嘅教會裏面發生。
Paul, when Eutychus fell out, Paul went down and took a hold of him.
當呢個油推古跌咗落去死咗之後咧，保羅咧就去到佢嗰度。
He was compelled by the Spirit to go and do a miracle.
他是被聖靈催逼他去做一個行跡，行一個神跡。
And when he got a hold of Eutychus, he raised him from the dead.
當他去到油推古那裡，他將他呢是從死裡面呢復活過來。
So the young person came alive. This is an illustration of what needs to happen today in our churches.
所以呢個少年人佢能夠復活呢一樣嘢，我哋都希望可以睇喺我哋嘅教會裏面睇得到我哋發生喺我哋嘅年青人嘅身上。
All of us will need to be like Paul. We will need to be active in this ministry to young people.
我哋要學效保羅咧，向呢啲嘅年輕人嚟到去傳揚呢個福音。
Raising them up from this spiritual death.
將佢哋從佢哋屬靈嘅死亡嘅當中叫佢哋復活過嚟。
Well, how will we do this? We will do this because the Holy Spirit compels us to action.
但我哋點樣可以做得到咧？就係因為聖靈喺我哋心裏面催逼我哋。
Verse 22 of chapter 20 says.
喺第二十二節裏邊咁樣樣講嘅。
And now, compelled by the Spirit.
而家我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切。
I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there.
我唔知道去到嗰度我會有啲發生啲乜嘢事。
We know what happened to Paul there, don't we? We know that he was arrested and later was martyred.
我哋當然知道佢會發生咩事啦。佢係被捉拿，而且最後咧係殉道。
And Paul knew this. He told his friends in this chapter, "I will never see you again."
保罗咧心里面都知道嘅，佢话俾佢嘅嗰啲嘅教会里面嘅人听，我唔会再见到你哋啦。
But he could not refuse because he was compelled by the Spirit of God.
但系佢唔会拒绝去耶路撒冷，因为佢系被圣灵嚟到去催逼佢。
And I'm praying that the Spirit of God compels you in this church also.
我的祷告就是圣灵也都在这间教会当中来到催逼你们。
To witness to the community around you.
在你的社群的里面来到为主作见证。
And to minister to the children and youth in your church who have fallen asleep.
在你教会的儿童年轻人的当中他们已经是沉睡了来将他们叫醒。
And minister to the ones who are awake so they don't fall asleep.
同埋呢向嗰啲冇瞓到觉但係你都要向佢嚟到去提醒以照佢唔会瞓觉。
I believe it's time for a miracle in our community just like the miracle of Paul with Eutychus.
我好相信保罗喺犹推古身上做嘅神迹都要喺我哋嘅群体嘅当中嚟到发生。
Folks, it is literally going to take a miracle for the church in Canada. Otherwise, our churches will be empty like Europe in one generation.
我好相信我哋喺加拿大嘅教会都需要咁样嘅神迹。如果唔系，我哋都就会好似欧洲嘅教会一样，系失去咗我哋嘅下一代。
And I know you don't want that to happen, and I don't want that to happen.
我哋都唔想呢一样嘢发生。
So we need to listen to the Spirit of God as He leads us now to reach them.
所以让我们去聆听圣灵的声音，让祂来带领我们。
Really, if you're not interested in the lives of children and youth, then your church will be empty soon.
如果你对儿童和年轻人的生命是不感兴趣的时候，你的教会就很快会没人了。
Let me give you a story of what it means to be compelled by the Spirit.
或者我同大家讲个故事，系解释点样为之系被圣灵催逼。
And I'll finish with this story. I was having a coffee at Tim Hortons not too long ago.
冇几耐之前咧，我就喺 Tim Hortons 嗰度咧就饮咖啡。
And I felt the Holy Spirit speaking to my heart.
我就感觉到圣灵喺我心里面讲嘢。
He was compelling me to pray in that moment for strength.
他催逼我呢，是在那个时刻呢，是祷告呢，求他给力量。
And for wisdom as well.
也都是祈求有智慧。
So I prayed.
於是我就跟着这样祈祷。
And then I sat down to drink my coffee.
跟着我就坐下喝咖啡。
Suddenly, a person from behind me said, Excuse me, are you a Christian?
突然间有一个人在我后面就问我，你是不是基督徒呢？
I said, yes, I am, and I've been waiting for you.
那我跟他说，我是啊，我在等着你。
That person sat down next to me and told me his name was Samson.
那个人坐下就跟我说，告诉我他的名字叫 Samson.
He said, I am a Muslim, and I have a question for you.
我是一个回教徒，我有一个问题想问你。
A burning question that I've been waiting to ask a Christian.
在我心里面一个很迫切的问题是我很想问一个基督徒的。
He said, What is the difference between Muhammad and Jesus?
问题就是穆罕默德和耶稣究竟有什么分别呢？
I said, Well, the difference, as I believe, is that Muhammad is dead, but Jesus, he's alive.
我就告诉他，我相信呢，这个穆罕默德他，个分别就是穆罕默德是死了，耶稣他是活着的。
He said, no, that's not possible for Jesus to still be alive.
但他说没可能，耶稣没可能是仍然活着的。
Yes, he was a great man, a great prophet. The Quran tells us that.
可能经都告诉我们，耶稣是一个很伟大的人，很伟大的先知。
But he was just a man, so he can't still be alive 2,000 years later.
他只不过是一个人，都2,000年了，他没可能仍然活着。
So I asked Samson, if you saw him today, alive, and you knew it was Jesus, what would you do?
但我就问他，如果你今天见到耶稣，知道他仍然活着，你会做什么呢？
He said, well, I would have to believe that he is God.
哦，那他说，我就唯有相信他是神啦。
So I said, where are you from?
于是我问他，你是哪里来的呢？
He said, Damascus, oldest city in the world.
他是在圣城大马士革来的。
And I said, I know somebody just like you.
他说我认识一个人好像你一样。
And he was on the road from Jerusalem to Damascus.
他就在路上呢，是一路行向大马士革。
Your hometown.
就是你那个乡下。
And I said, on the road, he was sure that Jesus was dead.
喺佢行緊條路嘅時候，佢好肯定耶穌係死嘅。
Just like you're sure today.
就好似你而家所相信嘅一樣。
Suddenly, I said, suddenly he saw Jesus very much alive.
但係突然間佢見到耶穌。
And seeing him alive, he had to then believe in Jesus.
見到耶穌仍然活著，佢就唯有係相信耶穌。
We know his name was Saul.
我哋知道佢個名就係掃羅。
Who became Paul?
後來改名成為保羅。
Who wrote the verses we read today? Those verses were about him.
就係寫我哋今日所讀嘅經文嘅嗰位。
And so I told Samson that in a very real way, Jesus is in front of you today.
所以我就話咗俾呢個 Samson 知道，耶穌係真實嘅，係仍然活著嘅。
So the words that I'm sharing.Well, Jesus, he's very much alive in me.
耶穌喺我心嘅裏面係仍然嘅活著。
And the words that I share are words from the Holy Spirit.
而我所同佢分享嘅話語都係從聖靈而嚟嘅。
Who is alive?
耶穌係活著嘅。
So I had the opportunity to cut a long story short. I had an opportunity to share the good news of Jesus.
好簡單嘅講，就係我有機會同佢分享咗福音。
But really the story, if I can rewind, the story is really about being compelled by the Spirit.
但是这个故事那个重点就是我们是会被圣灵催逼的。
I pray that you would continue to be a church that is compelled by the Spirit of God.
我向神祷告，希望你们的教会是继续是成为一个被圣灵催逼的教会。
And that you would cultivate an ear for the Spirit when He speaks to you.
你係會用一個能夠聽嘅耳朵嚟到去聆聽聖靈嘅説話。
I pray that you would continue to be a church that reaches out to children and youth.
我亦都係為你哋禱告，希望你嘅教會係繼續係向兒童同埋青少年。
Your Awana ministry is a powerful outreach to children.
你哋嘅 Awana 嘅事工係一個非常之有效嘅工具嚟到去接觸呢啲嘅兒童。
And I believe that's a blessing for you and for this next generation.
我相信呢個係你哋嘅祝福，亦都係你哋下一代嘅祝福。
Let me pray for you.
讓我哋一齊嚟到禱告。
Thank you, Father, for this church.
天父，我哋多謝你，我哋有呢一間嘅教會。
Thank you for giving us Jesus, your Son.
多謝你將耶穌基督你嘅兒子俾過我哋。
Thank you, Jesus, for sending us the Holy Spirit.
多謝主耶穌，你將聖靈係差派俾我哋。
I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would speak to us today.
聖靈，我向你祈求，求你係向我哋今日向我哋説話。
And I pray that you would compel us to action.
亦都求你係催逼我哋嚟到去行動。
And that we would listen.
而且我哋能夠係聆聽。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶穌基督嘅名求。
Amen. Amen.